Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You got Katie.
Okay, so Carissa says, my fiance and I are getting married this fall. And like most couples, we're spending a small fortune on this wedding. Yeah, it's rough out there. Mm-hmm. Between the venue, food, drinks, photographer, DJ, flowers, and everything else, we are looking at tens of thousands of dollars for one day. Yeah, it's like that now. A few weeks ago, I came across this new trend where couples can sell extra seats at their wedding to strangers. Basically, people pay to attend your wedding and the couple gets some of the money back. At first, I thought it sounded crazy, but the more I looked into it, the more it made sense. Hmm. We already have about 25 open seats because of family members who probably won't come. We're paying for those meals, whether someone sits there or not. So why not make a little money back?
Not a bad idea.
It sounds like a genius idea, honestly, on the surface here.
All
so
right.
She says, though, Carissa goes on to say, my fiance absolutely hates the idea. So he says, our wedding is supposed to be about celebrating with people that we know and love, not hosting random strangers who paid for a ticket. He keeps saying he doesn't want to spend our wedding day wondering who all these people are in our photos and on the dance floor. I think he's being dramatic. Like, first, these won't be actual wedding crashers, right? Like, we're going to approve who comes. Second, some of my bridesmaids are single and always complain they can't meet decent guys.
That's a good point.
Exactly. If a few single people showed up, maybe that wouldn't be the worst single thing or worst thing in the world. Third, I've been to weddings where half the guests never met the bride or groom anyway because they were somebody's plus one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not like this doesn't happen, you know? He fired back and said that if we're trying to make money off of our guests, maybe we should just start charging admission and sell sponsorships to
local
businesses.
That's awesome.
That's kind of
funny.
Wedding
brought to you by Hot Topic.
Exactly. That'd be genius. Another genius idea. But now we're fighting because he thinks I'm turning our wedding into a side hustle, and I think he's letting perfectly good money go to waste. Yeah, you're leaving money on the table. So who's right here? Is it weird to open up extra seats to strangers if it helps offset the cost to the wedding, or is my fiance right that something should stay private and not become a business opportunity? So that's where we need to help out, and that's signed Carissa.
Thanks, so, Carissa.
Yeah, that's quite the dilemma there.
I've heard about these companies now or whatever where people can go online and register to essentially be a wedding crasher.
I think it's called notweddingcrashers.com or something like that.
Yeah, there's
an actual website. It launched in May, and you can go sign up to buy tickets to people's
weddings.
That's
the thing. It's like you're not crashing the wedding.
Yeah.
They know you're coming, and there's like a vetting process. So you can go on there and look at these people and hear their story, I guess, and then approve them to come to your wedding.
Yeah.
But I get, like, it's a great way to make some bank, I guess, make a little bit of money back. Because these weddings aren't cheap.
Well, that's what they say.
And they're seat fillers, essentially.
I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars you're going to save here. It's not like a couple hundred bucks will be shaved off. Like, this is a lot of money
but
that they're going to pocket if they can get it, you know, going.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much it is per seat, like $100.
Well, you figure it's got, what do you think? It's like $70 to $100 per person when you're planning a wedding when it comes to the food, the, you know, as far as decorations
the
and
venue,
everything go.
Yeah.
Per person, it's like $70 to $100, I think. So if you get 10 people to buy a ticket
like
at $100,
like
$100 a piece, that's $1,000
right
there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
For 10 people. So if you get 20 people, there's $2,000. Like, I mean, if
that's
you
a
can
lot of
get,
money.
She says she has 25 empty seats. If she can get all 25 filled, that's $2,500 if we're charging $100 a person. So I just think this is kind of genius.
Phone lines are open, too. If you guys want to sound off about this, we love talking to our listeners. You guys can give your opinion. Maybe you've used this service, or you just want to say, hey, well, there's no way in hell I would do this.
Yeah, would you do this?
303-691-1649. 303-691-1649 is your direct link into the studios. Now, I do get fiancés. We got to give him a name. Mitch. It'll be Mitch, please.
Okay.
Mitch.
Mitch and Carissa.
Mitch and Carissa
That's
wedding.
We'll
I can see Mitch's point of view, too, where it's like, I don't want to spend my whole wedding wondering who these strangers are sitting out in the crowd because I feel like it would take my focus off the bride and the family and all that. You're just, the whole time, you're like, who are these clowns? And they are they stealing stuff? And hi, Christine.
Hello, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So what do you think Carissa and Mitch should do at this wedding?
So I'm also getting married in the fall this year, and I think it's weird, first off. But I also am confused because you give the venue your final numbers 2 weeks before the event, and they change the price based off of how many people you give on that 2 weeks. So for me, it sounds like she just wants to appear like she's having this big, extraordinary wedding.
Oh.
Doesn't actually care that it's intimate.
Oh, okay.
It's all for show, huh?
That's a good point. So it's not about the money at all. It's about filling those seats and looking like more people attended your nuptials.
Yes, that's what I think.
That's,
so it doesn't make any sense.
That's devious.
I didn't even think about that.
Like, she's evil.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not that situation, I guess, would you agree? Like, would you do this for your wedding? Like, if you had seats to fill and you want to recoup money, do you think Carissa should do this?
Absolutely not. What if one of the seat fillers Mitch falls in love with? You literally don't know.
Boy, the plot thickens with you, Christine.
You may invite the soulmate of the groom and you'll never know.
Like,
yeah.
He's
okay.
Like, what am I doing? And he leaves with one of these guests.
Telenueva is what
this is.
You
just never know.
All right, so I'm putting you down for no, don't do it.
Too many things could go wrong.
Christine, thank you so much for calling and voicing your opinion. Here's Juliet. Hi, Juliet.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey. Okay, so what do you think about the Carissa Mitch wedding and the seat fillers?
I don't think it's a bad idea. Like I was saying earlier, in like the Hispanic culture, anybody that's in the wedding, they usually have to pitch in towards the wedding. And then there's also like a money dance, too. So I don't think it would be a bad idea. I also, too, like, you never know. Maybe these people are cool and you make some new friends.
Okay. So you're saying that there are already traditions installed that are, you know, trying to raise money for the wedding. So this wouldn't be too far from that. People are already trying to raise funds as part of the wedding. So this isn't like tacky.
But that's generally your relatives, right? Because we know the money dance. Your relative comes up and dances with you or whatever, and they give you $10.
Yeah. Yeah,
but this would be total strangers dancing with
strangers,
you.
But people paying for the wedding part, like that's not common in a lot of cultures. So
right.
You know, you're asking people to pitch in for money there. So I think that's what the lines are here, right, Juliet? Is that you're already asking your, you know, family for money? Why not ask some strangers to pitch in?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be like a good story too to look back on our past pictures and be like, hey, this person showed up at my wedding. They were really cool or something.
Yeah.
This random guy danced with me.
And we fell in
and
love.
We fell in love.
See,
and he gave me
$20.
Bucks. Juliet, I have
that's
you down for yes. So we have one yes and one no right now. Now here's Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. The Carissa Mitch wedding. Is it a go to bring the strangers in or not?
Ooh. So out of respect for the fiance, I would say no. But hands down, I would buy a ticket. I would so go.
Me too.
You would be one of these people that just goes and hangs out at a random wedding.
Yeah, I get to dress up. I get cake. I'd even bring a gift.
See,
there is a thing, too, where you start, like, doing the math on what a Friday or Saturday night out would be. You know, you go in what to dinner and a movie, dinner and Comedy Works or whatever. You're going to be spending the same amount, essentially.
A couple $100 easy.
Why not go to a wedding where you can meet people? And yes, you're right. Get all fancy looking and have a good time. I kind of like it. Wonder, can you do it where you get paid? No.
No, I think you'd have to pay for it.
But I want a service where I get paid.
Like, I'm for it as well, just because I've always wanted to crash a wedding, but I'm afraid I'm going to get caught. And this way, that removes that. I still get to say I crashed a wedding, even though I paid for it.
Right.
And who knows, I may meet like some new best friends and, you know, Mr. Wright, he's at this wedding the whole time. Like, that's where I'm like,
that's
I'm so
thing.
Intrigued. I'm with you, Kelsey. I'd totally do it.
Yeah, Kelsey. But I am putting you down for no in general, but you would go as just a seat filler, right?
Oh, totally.
Okay, cool. I got your vote. Thank you for calling, Kelsey. Well, it was essentially 2-1.
Yeah.
So don't do it. Be on the side of Mitch, who's just like, this probably isn't a good idea. Let's just focus on our own personal friends and family.
But buy a ticket to some other stranger's wedding and rip it up.
Yeah. I don't want to do it. It does sound kind of fun, doesn't it?
I want to go.
Well, it's a whole new world in the world of weddings. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. This is definitely not happening when I got married. If you guys ever have a dilemma that you want to share with us and have our listeners sound off, getting hold of us is easy. Send your message to @JeremyKatieJosh, all one word, and it's Katie, K-A-T-Y, @JeremyKatieJosh, on Facebook and Instagram, and you might be featured on Show Wants to Know.